It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Thrill ride here, checking in, shirtless, in my car. Why? Because I just dominated buys, tries, and cardio. Looking absolute savage. That's why. And a special shout out to all of the brave soldiers who laid their lives down for this great country to give me the opportunity to get absolutely just like Post cereal, shredded wheat. Because it is now the summer. It is here. Maybe not officially, but it's post Memorial Day. And there's a few facts of life that you need to understand. Number one, if you don't do cardio, the workout doesn't count, for it is cardio that makes you rock hardio. If you want to be a diamond, you gotta get cut, bro. All day, every day, Stairmaster, yup, treadmill, yup, carbs are for gutless cowards. So take it to another level. Rah! See you, Danks.
What the hell is this?
Is this an actual song from the 60s, or is this... Oh, this has got to be the Night Sweats.
What's that?
It's a band that I saw at the Newport, down in Newport at the Folk Festival, and my eyes were closed. I'm like, is the Blues Brothers on stage?
This is so terrible.
It's Murph and the Magic Tones. It's actually not bad. It's kind of a fun band to see live.
Yeah, I disagree. I would be miserable the whole time. All right, so the guy you just played is a man by the name of Thrill Ride. He's a local... Now, does he wrestle?
Yeah, he does. He's a local wrestler, and I'm not sure which circuit, but he does indeed wrestle. But more than anything...
Like backyard, or is he...
No. He's paid. It's a division that is below the WWE. He's not a WWE. Yeah. But that's not why Thrill Ride's become a star.
Right.
Thrill Ride's become a star because he makes these internet videos where he just goes and crushes it at the gym and then yells at people.
Yeah. So there's no doubt he's muscular.
You know, yeah, he's definitely, as he says, he's shredded wheat. Like, I mean, the guy is absolutely jacked. I mean, you can't talk that kind of talk and not, you know, actually look like you are super cut.
Right.
And that is Thrill Ride.
So he's got you enamored with his online videos. He's got you sold.
Yeah. And he has a big fan base in many of the people around here who are the hardcore wrestle heads. They love the Thrill Ride.
Okay. So they want to take a ride with the Thrill Ride.
He seems to be somewhat of a local folk hero. Thrill Ride around here.
All right. So
it's got a guy who rocks the Oakley Blades indoors.
Yeah. He's got the Oakley Blade. he has like a Macho Man Randy Savage sort of situation.
That
what he
does.
Wears.
Uh-huh.
He's shirtless in the car, it looks like.
Yep.
It looks like most of his videos are in the car.
That's right. Shirtless.
Don't know quite what. Maybe
50-degree day.
Perhaps he might live there.
I was just going to say.
There's no house to video from. Yeah.
As he clarifies the beginning.
Thrill Ride here. Checking in. Shirtless.
As he almost always is.
All right. So Thrill Ride...
Mm-hmm.
Is...
Okay. What are we finding? Are we in the business of making dreams come true?
I will tell you this. Not usually, but on Thursday we are.
We are going to make dreams come true.
If not theirs, ours.
Because as I said, it's a good point. As I said,
all I know is that the listeners really don't like one of these guys.
Not thrill ride, of course. But we'll get there is a faction of people who are obsessed with wrestling. And if there's anything, their dream is that they could be wrestlers. And so we're going to make them their dreams come true.
I would say that if you took the percentage of people on air here that want to be wrestlers, it would quadruple the regular population. Maybe 10 times the regular population.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, is this, would this being the your test sample?
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, I would say... How many people here at the station, employed by this station, if they had the chance, would trade places with John Cena more than almost any other professional athlete?
I can think of five or six off the top of my head.
Or how about doing like the broadcast? Because that's more like not wrestling.
Oh, to be JR. Or what's his name?
I don't know. Whoever.
Jim Ross. Jim Ross.
JR. It's JR.
Yeah. All right. So Jim Ross. Like, so you would have Jimmy Stewart.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment.
But
there are some people here around the station and otherwise and friends of ours whose dream would be to be a wrestler. So coming this Thursday, it's time for wrestling school. We are going to bring Thrill Ride in here to teach these guys how to do wrestling right. And our three contestants that are going to be involved, two confirmed, this being one of them. Our first contestant is none other than this guy.
Sarge. Rocking out of Cowlin with Jay Stu.
And the best thing is,
Sarge.
I talked to him yesterday.
Getting free saga swings from anyone.
And what do you think the first question he asked was?
Can he bring his belt?
Yes.
Okay, so you're like, oh, Sarge, and he's putting on this category. He's putting on this, like, fake front. I was in the Jock Lounge last week when Hardy was in.
Okay.
And he was doing the Zolak show. And so he comes in and he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey. And he's like, got new belts. Got a new belt, $3,000.
What?
Maybe, you know, I come in with it. He spent $3,000 on a belt.
No, he didn't.
But, John, you have to understand, he's so socially awkward that this is the conversation. Hello. Hi. Got a new belt, $3,000. Okay.
Awesome.
Gonna bring it in.
$1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
WWE championship.
Well, in
belt.
Fairness, I don't think he has to pay rent.
Our second contestant, ladies and gentlemen, who will be in studio for wrestling camp with Thrill Ride this Thursday morning at 8:00. None other than this gentleman.
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta. Pasta.
Eat a burrito.
Burritos and beef. And cheese. And cheese.
The best thing about this is that part of it is that each one of them has to deliver what's called a promo, which is basically what Thrill Ride did at the beginning, when they have to yell at the TV.
Yeah.
And,
Fritos and feet.
Oh, yeah.
You're going down.
I wonder if he'd be like Captain Wheaties.
Like, that would be... He has to come up with a wrestling name?
Well, I would imagine if you're doing a promo.
Just a Wheaties jacket guy.
Yeah, just... He could be Ouija's jacket guy.
He'll be called the Sleeper. That'll be his finishing move.
No, that's his wrestling
the
name.
Sleeper. The Sleeper.
No, it's not the Sleeper hold. His finishing move is he just falls asleep on you. Oh, he's hopeless. There's no getting up from this. It's dead weight.
He's out.
I tell you, Wins, he plays dead. He just plays dead. Like,
they feel sorry for him.
So, well, I guess this guy wins because, you know, it looks like he needs a nap.
All right, so Pasta Joe is coming in.
All right. And our third contestant, we have not gotten confirmation from.
I don't think he's going to do it.
Why not?
It just seems like. Who knows with wrestling people? It seems like, I don't know. Just go ahead. Third contestant.
All right, the third contestant. If we can get him in. And I reached out. I didn't hear anything back. You'd think he'd love this, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Jay Stu.
Fear me.
Oh, get on your hog. Where are you, Jay Stu? Why have we not heard back? This is a dream that should be coming true for you.
Because there's, like, rules of wrestling, and I don't know. There's something going on that we don't know. Because if he was super into it, doesn't he confirm usually right away?
Yeah, he's usually pretty good about that. Yeah, he is. So I don't know what's going on.
So I'm guessing, so we have to think of a backup if Jay Stu says no.
Who would we get? Like, who's in it? Because we wanted to do it for people who would enjoy it. Like, I mean, that was the whole thing. It's right. Like, you wanted to get these guys who truly would love to learn how to be a professional wrestler.
Is Lanny a wrestling fan? I'm asking.
Is Lanny...
Billy Lanny?
I don't know.
Joe Murray? Yeah. They're part of the Calhoun crew.
Lanny and Joe Murray, well, those are two
Joe
guys,
Joe Murray's
right?
in a lot. So, it would have to be Lanny.
Yeah. Well, Lanny, we just had on for the New Jack thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, we had him.
We got to dig deeper into the pile. Such a complimentary way of saying
it's got to be. It's got to be Jay Stu. We got to get you.
You know, we have a pretty good team.
I don't know what that is. Okay, but we got to get Jay Stu. We got to get
all right.
There.
Well, I'm hoping that Jay Stu will agree, but I think that there might be some undercurrent of wrestling rules or something that does not allow him to do it.
All I know is I don't think any of that matters because Fred's going to be obsessed with one guy.
I'll get up around 10 a.m. eat a bowl of pasta.
I hope it's not too much.
Frito burrito.
I think it'd be fine with the byplay between Throw Ride and Pasta Joe. I think it'd be good with it.
So. Well, I don't want him to feel bad.
It's not going to feel bad. Throw Ride's just going to kind of coach him up. It's gonna be like
he better not be too mean to Pasta Joe, or I'll have to step in.
I think he's gonna know what kind of gloves to handle each person with. I think there's gonna be one person he's gonna know to kind of lay back, and one person he knows he wants to go all in on.
Yeah, and take all your things you would say to Pasta Joe and use them physically on Sarge.
And by the way, I did tell Sarge, like, yes, sir, this is the one time it's perfectly appropriate for you to bring in your weight belts. Absolutely. Bring them in. Make it rain weight belts. I'm looking forward to it.
He has brought in his WWE belts 10 times?
We've had a lot of wrestlers in. We had The Miz in. Yeah,
But no one's asked him. Well, first of all, no one's ever asked him to come in at all. We asked Jimmy Stewart to come in.
Right.
Roseanne at the end. So we've never asked him to come in, let alone bring belts.
Every single excuse to bring a girl in. Everyone's like, bring in Nora.
See, that occurred to me, but...
Like, I mean, listen, you could have the female wrestler, sure. It's a glow, you know? Gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
It's not going to be awkward enough. I think Nora has a boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So is it I just legit yelled in my truck in excitement that Pasta Joe is doing the wrestling school?
Yeah. Jimmy Stewart, if you're listening, which you generally are, I would appreciate it. I think that you would do well. We all know who the heel is.
You can't see me.
Okay.
Hopefully we will Thursday morning.
We're going to talk to Phil Perry about all the drama surrounding the Patriots.
We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie, let's go.
Staying in New England?
Yeah, I'm out here right now with the kids. It's great.
What'd you think about all those crazy rumors yesterday?
It just shows how much fake news is out there. Hashtag fake news. That's all I know. It's true. It exists. See it all the time about me. It's wild.
The rumors also said that Tom Brady threatened to retire if the Patriots decided to trade you. Have you talked to him? Is there any truth into that?
What a nice guy. He is, but I haven't talked to him. I mean, I didn't even know about it till like last night, everything. So, fake news.
So there's no talk of a trade. None of that is true at all.
I have no clue. I'm out here today for the kids with the camp here today and having a good time, seeing all the kids throwing passes to them. And, I mean, that's all I can really focus on, to tell you the truth. I ain't out here talking about no trades with these kids. I'm here teaching them football.
Do you see Wallach had the sudden urge to start running with that Pitbull music on in the background?
Hell yeah.
It's like all of a sudden they're playing your playlist in the background.
I know, it's amazing.
That was getting everyone hyped.
Get everyone fired up, man.
Phil Perry covers the Patriots for NBC Sports Boston, and he joins us. Hello, Mr. Phil Perry.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Well, now that I've heard a little Pitbull, it's getting a little intense in here.
I understand that. A little hot, too, probably.
All right. How bad are things? Or are they all being exaggerated?
In reference to Gronkowski.
In reference to Gronkowski. Gronkowski and that trade stuff in regards to Brady and Gronkowski, again, not participating in non-mandatory OTAs. All of this stuff.
I think it's basically, Fred, what it has been for months now, what we've been talking about for months. When it comes to those two guys not showing up, I mean, I know there was maybe a sliver of uncertainty as to whether they would come back after minicamp, but we knew going in that, in all likelihood, odds were they weren't showing up because for a couple of reasons. From Gronkowski's perspective, he told us the other day, listen, I've been training on my own. I think it's been a good decision for me. He has, at every opportunity, basically explained just how he thinks about the Patriots' strength and conditioning program. And it must not be all that highly because, again, at every opportunity, he has highlighted what he has done and how well it has made him feel physically. And how it's what's for him and how what they're doing here by staying away, he's essentially saying that's not what I'm into anymore. And so that's it from his perspective. Brady, there's a lot of different reasons. So it's not good, but I don't think like it's ramped up at all just because they continue not to show up to the thing they haven't been showing up to for the last 2 months.
Okay, how hard was Gronkowski being shopped? Because I know that you guys reported that, you know, Mike Giardi and Tommy Curran both said that after all these rumors that happened on Friday where he may get traded and that ended up getting shot down, you guys did report, however, that in the offseason he has been shopped. Like, how hard was he shopped? Do you know anything about the details about what teams and who they spoke with?
Yeah, so just to kind of clarify some of the wording, and that, you know, this is what happens when there's multiple people on a beat at one place all reporting the same thing, and I feel like Mike, Tom, and I all work together pretty well. But so, you know, I've talked to multiple teams that would be considered tight end needy around the league, and the idea that Gronkowski was even available was news to them. You know, they would have loved to be in on some of those conversations. I know what Tom reported was that there were conversations with teams and the Patriots about Gronkowski, but that a source told him, you know, pretty emphatically that he was not shopped, which would jive with, you know, what they've done for a long time now, which is when they, you know, are interested in making a trade, it's not, you know, you're not calling 20 other teams to see what the best deal is. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously, that would be one instance. Chandler Jones. I know Jake Glazer has reported essentially, you know, they talked to the Cardinals about Chandler Jones and that might have been it. So, you know, there were discussions according to Curran, and if there were, that, you know, which I believe it couldn't have been with that many teams because, again, I've talked to multiple teams that would have been really logical landing spots for that guy, and the Patriots didn't get in touch with them.
Any word as to what they were looking for, the Patriots, for Rob Gronkowski?
No, don't know. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, trading Rob Gronkowski is like a very, in some ways, kind of perilous proposition because what are the odds you're going to get decent value in exchange for that guy? And, you know, given some of the timing that we understand now, too, like I know all this stuff came out on Friday, but I believe even Adam Kirchin has come out since then, Adam who put out that tweet saying that the Patriots had deals lined up with the Titans and the 49ers, and said, listen, even, you know, he wasn't sure of the timing. What we do know about the timing is that Rob Gronkowski had that Monster Energy press conference where, you know, he was acting the way he was acting, you know, a stone's throw from the Patriots weight room, which he had been staying away from, and nobody knew if he was even going to come back and play football. And this was before the draft, so the Patriots are probably somewhere in their front offices wondering if they have to draft a tight end in the first or second round to prepare for 2018. 2018, soon after that press conference, he had a meeting with Bill Belichick and Drew Rosenhaus's agent. And soon after that meeting, Adam Schefter, and I think we can take this information to the bank, you know, Adam Schefter tweets out that Rob Gronkowski will not be traded in 2018. So any trade talks that would have happened this offseason would have happened long before that press conference and then that subsequent meeting with Bill Belichick. But, you know, and again, at that time, I don't know if anybody knew if Rob Gronkowski was coming back for sure. So if they were talking trade, the value that would have been offered in return for a guy who hadn't really committed to 2018, I can't imagine was all that good.
All right, so we're talking to Phil Perry from NBC Sports Boston. Tom Curran immediately dismissed that Julian Edelman, that his suspension or would-be suspension was any way related to Guerrero. But then he adds that he went to Guerrero, his kids have gone to Guerrero, and it's being said that that's how he has access to Guerrero. I feel that you can't trust what he says in this issue because, you know, he's bought into all this stuff. What is your opinion on just the likelihood that Guerrero had anything to do with the suspension of Edelman?
Yeah, so first, Fred, I think there's an important distinction from, you know, with what you said there, and it's not that Tom has said that he, you know, that there will be, or I don't even know exactly how you put it, that there is no connection definitively, but I know he talked to sources who did say that, right? So there's a difference between, you know, citing a source and then giving your opinion as fact.
Okay, but I would believe the source is Guerrero and that he's the person who has access to Guerrero because he paid to, you know, do the program.
You know, listen, who Alex Guerrero talks to and doesn't talk to, I don't know, in all honesty. You know, and that's obviously up to him. I think one of the things that Tom has done, and obviously I respect Tom as much as anybody in the business, and the guy is one of my best friends, but, you know, and I don't want to even speak for him.
All right. I didn't know you're such pals.
Well, he's spoken about this many, many times. And I think he even spoke about it as recently as yesterday. And I think he's handled it well for somebody who, like you said, has been has gone over there and has seen Alex for, I think he said it was a hip pointer, but his kids have gone as well. And he's been very above board about the whole thing. I think, you know, the fact that he has been out there and has explained that in just about every single story that he's written on Alex Guerrero or TB12.
Then why don't you write him? Like, why don't you or Giardi write him?
Well, we do. We've written about Alex Guerrero, too, many times.
But if I'm your boss, I'm saying when it comes to Alex Guerrero... Well,
because he got the tip. He got the source.
No, but I would say that I'd put Perry or Giardi on it.
So I would say this. I mean, like, Tom still has a job. He's still, you know, a columnist of ours, and I understand what you're saying is like, okay, he has to recuse himself maybe from
right.
the story because
just in this one, right? Just in this one, when it comes to Guerrero, recuse yourself exactly. Just that one thing.
I just think that obviously he's an important voice to our site and to our station, and I think the access that he's had to Guerrero has helped his commentary, and I think he's been as fair as possible. Like if you go back a couple of years. You know, he was really the first one to say, okay, like at some point, TB12, Alex Guerrero, they're going to have to answer for why this almost, I think Brady was not yet 40 at the time, why this 40-year-old quarterback is better than everyone else in the league. And I know, you know, he had to have some hard conversation. I believe Guerrero was cited in that story, but had some difficult conversations to get, you know, the information or the comment that he wanted for that story. So again, I think he's been fair. You know, I think he's been as above board with the relationship as possible. I think that's all you can really ask for as readers. And again, he's such an important person to our site. He's not going to, you know, that's not going to happen in terms of him just like separating himself from the story. I think as long as you do it in a fair way and your reporting is as unbiased as possible, then that's what we're looking for. And I know that's what Tom has tried to do.
All right, finally, Phil, who do you think leaked that Edelman positive PED test?
It's really funny that, you know, this has been, I understand why it's a conversation because the timing and when it actually came out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like immediately, like minutes after Tom Brady had that press conference where he was answering questions about why he wasn't at the OTAs, and he didn't really give very good answers, too. So, there are some people it would benefit to make that story go away and to make this story the big one.
So, totally understand that on the timing. I think that thing was coming out at some point that day, whether it was ESPN or somebody else. I know for a fact, like it was very close to being broken. I think all I'll say is this. I don't believe the Patriots would have leaked that. I know, I talked about this with Felger the other night on Sports Sunday. There would have been any number of people who would have known about a positive test like this because people talk and because this happened like weeks ago. So whether it's Edelman talking to players and then that's overheard by, somebody else on the team who runs and tells someone else, like there are people in Julian's circle outside of the team who probably would have known. I don't know that for a fact. But when there's that much time between a positive test and when the news actually broke, there's any number of people who would know by that point. And so it's really difficult to say, well, it must have been the league or it must have been the team because who else could have known? There are a lot of people who probably knew about this before it came out. And there was, if you want to even go to Reddit, which is a dangerous place to go in any conversation, but like there were rumors about, bad news going to hit the fan for the Patriots tomorrow, at some point tomorrow, or later this week. There was somebody on Twitter, and I would love to give him credit. I believe his name is Brian G. on Twitter.
Reddit lover 1981.
This is how deep we've gotten into the whole thing. No, this is a different person, I think. Different person on Twitter who said about a month ago, and he was pretty funny in the way he described it, because he said, listen, my brother's friend's mother's, gardener, essentially, admitting that it was seventh-hand information, but said something was going to happen with Julian Edelman in a positive test. So there was, whether he knew for sure or not, or he was guessing like the person on Reddit said he was, there were a lot of people out there who I think knew about this.
All right, Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, thank you for the time, sir.
Okay, guys, thank you.
All right, if you didn't know already, Dennis Rodman's completely insane. I'm surprised he's alive. I really am.
He doesn't look it. Oh. I got to be honest with you. Watching him on TV, he looks dead already.
Last night was some of the wildest TV that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Donald Trump has had a historic summit with Kim Jong-un. And it's over now. And one person that's been in North Korea a lot is Dennis Rodman. Now, he has some pot coin situation going on.
Well, the way he's got a relationship with Kim Jong-un, there is a documentary that Vice Magazine did. Because Vice Magazine is one of the reasons that Rodman was able to get over there. Remember, no American journalist has been over to North Korea before Rodman went there in, my God, how long?
Vice Magazine, by the way, one of their three founders is worth $1 billion.
Okay, so what happened was Kim Jong-un is a huge fan of basketball. So somebody with Vice Magazine got a hold of Dennis Rodman, and he loves the old Bulls. Like, he's a big fan of Michael Jordan, and he loves that team. So they reached out, and they said, hey, we've got Dennis Rodman who'd like to come over and do this, charity basketball thing. And, of course, Kim Jong-un was like, well, absolutely. And so Vice Magazine brought their video cameras, and that's how they were able to come in.
And played in the game, too. Yes, the guys from Vice played in the game.
Okay, because I forget about that, the documentary. So with all of it, they got in there, and there was a tour of North Korea. It was hysterical. Hysterical as in, like, it was terrifying. So at one point, Kim Jong-un comes into this gym, which is like a high school gym, and the crowd starts applauding, but you hear a recording of people, like, it sounds like 17,000 people are cheering, and you hear it stop and then start again. So they made, to make Kim Jong-un feel like he was the man, they had to play a recording of everyone cheering for him to make him feel like he was a superstar.
And the only thing that I took away from it was that at the bars, after people get off work, like, the majority of people go to bars, and they don't have seats. Like, they make you stand.
Oh, well, they went to an internet cafe to show that North Korea was, like, you know, in with the times. And when they walked in, it was a bunch of people sitting with, you know, with the cameras, sitting in front of computers. And they said the first thing we noticed was that no one was typing. And everyone was on the same screen.
Yeah.
So they walked over to one particular person who seemed to be the only person who had any kind of internet access and was showing them like how he could go to different sites. And as they walked out, everyone who they saw walking in were on the same screen and no one was typing.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to get on the internet.
Not like in the internet. Yeah, but they were trying to put up this farce, like, look, we have this free, you know, access to the world.
Yeah, if there's a dictatorship, they don't really want you to reach, like, you know, learning that there's the Goldbergs on TV.
Sure. See, if you haven't learned, he's not that great of a guy. But either way, you turn on CNN last night, and this was, you know, not like David Ortiz raving a Bruins rag at the game, but this was a different type of surreal. Is that on one side of the screen, you have Chris Cuomo from CNN, and on the right side is Dennis Rodman. He's wearing a Make America Great Again hat and a potcoin.com t-shirt while discussing. And
which makes me want to invest so much money in Potcoin.
So, he also looks about 89 years old.
So Chris
this
Cuomo.
This is a man who is married to Carmen Electra.
Who is Cuomo sitting next to? It was like one of the
it was almost, I want to say, an ambassador to North Korea from back in the day, but a guy with historical context of everything that's gone on in that country for the last 30 years.
And Chris Cuomo says, I'm sitting next to this ambassador, and right now, for CNN, the number one person with the best access to both Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump is Dennis Rodman. And so here's Dennis Rodman, very emotional, wearing sunglasses.
By the way, this is a guy that they had to get Chuck Daly to go to the Silverdome to talk to Dennis Rodman because he was shooting free throws and bawling at like 2 in the morning. So the idea that he's still alive is fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. All right, so here is Dennis Rodman, and very emotional.
Dennis, can you hear me?
I'm too tired. How you doing, guys?
It's good. Do you have, what does your hat say?
What's my hat say?
Oh, good. Now I can see it.
Let's so you make have America a great again.
How do you think the two men size up in terms of how they might get along?
Well, I think the fact that Donald Trump would understand the fact that North Korean, the people of North Korea have a heart.
You know, learn the name of the country.
The people of North Korean.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine just the pile of pills he's on? Just to get through the day, the amount of pills that he has to shove down that dumb throat of his.
Well, you know why he's there is because he wants to take credit for this summit. That he wants to be the guy that's taking the credit
he wants to get everyone involved with Potcoin.
Potcoin.com.
If you're Potcoin.com, like, why do you give him a shirt?
Because he's on CNN everywhere, and everyone's saying Potcoin.com this morning.
So this maniac, no, it's not. It's not at all.
Do you know how many people
they should have Kim Jong-un wear a Potcoin shirt? That, I mean, it would be just as valuable.
You question the integrity of Potcoin.com?
Put it on Tom Sizemore. Put it on Heidi Fleiss.
Good reference, Tom Sizemore.
Like, who's going to... Yeah, everyone's talking about it. Like, what's wrong with this business?
Guy's a raving lunatic. This is the best American
he's
can do.
He's been a lunatic, but you guys don't understand. Because it wasn't big... He was a child when he was on the business.
Right. Sure.
Yes. I mean, he behaved like a 12-year-old.
Yep. Don't talk to me like I haven't seen Double Team with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, that was when he was already famous. Before he was famous, it was just as weird.
North Korean, the people of North Korean have a heart, they have soul, charisma, and they love each other.
They love to pow.
They have charisma.
No, they love. They got a little heart and soul. Mm-hmm. Give a little beloved.
I think that President Trump should understand the fact that the reason why the marshal respects Dennis Rodman, the fact that he trusts me, and I gave him something for his birthday, the day before his birthday. I said, "I'm gonna give you a present," and he said, "What is that?" I said, "I'm gonna bring a basketball team, professional basketball team, to you." He said, "Can you do that?" I said, "Yes, I can. I got Potcoin here. Help me out, my sponsor. Thanks to those guys."
I got Potcoin right here. He just points at his shirt. And meanwhile, Chris Cuomo's eyes are wide open like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe you are literally the person with the most inside source on these two guys right now.
Again, I'm questioning Potcoin's stability based on putting a shirt on Rodman. I mean, how many diplomats don't wear Potcoin shirts? We have the Prime Minister of France. He's wearing a Fila tracksuit and a McDonald's hat.
GoDaddy.com.
Which somehow still exists. GoDaddy's whole thing was like, oh, Danica Patrick's going to take her shirt off. Hooray.
And it happened, and Cam Youngham came to me and said, Dennis, you know what? This is the first time someone's ever kept their word to me in my country. And I think that country is normally hearing people that's always lying, deceitful.
Here's the first day. Let's see where it goes. Let me ask you something. You talk about speaking with Kim Jong-un. Does he understand or speak English?
One thing about him, though, I always said about him, he's more like a big kid, even though he's small.
What? A... That's not the question.
And B, he's a big kid even though he's small. All right, we'll have more of this in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
985 The Sports Hub. Be listening this morning at 7:50, or be just listening this morning, for your chance to score a pair of grounds passes for the Dell Technologies Championship this Labor Day at TPC Boston and Norton. It's not too late to treat Dad to the Ruth's Chris Golf Lovers Package, which includes two Harbor One Champions Club tickets and two Ruth Chris steak sandwiches. Visit DellTechnologiesChampionship.com. Hardy reminded me of something. He also grew up in Detroit. Don't forget about Rodman sitting alone in his pickup with a loaded rifle in the Palace parking lot. He was so wacky. Rodman has been insane for a very, very long time.
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
All right, so he's been the big bridge between the United States and North Korea. And here he is. He's on CNN, and he's talking to Cuomo over there and some ambassador or whatever.
Wearing a Potcoin.com t-shirt.
Yeah, he's wearing a Potcoin.
Which Jared Rovell tweeted that the advertising dollars are worth $4.5 million for that.
Well, then Rovell's a genius, because 4.5 million people are going to go over there and invest in something that Rodman's sobbing uncontrollably while wearing.
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Well, I think a lot of people are, you know, hey, spoiler alert, he acts like a maniac.
It's like not emotionally stable.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Rich, I'm sorry to blow the whole thing open. But yeah, we're playing it for a reason.
Even though he's small, he's more like a big kid, but he loves to have a good time.
A big murdering kid. He's just like a big murdering kid. Oh, he's so lovable the way he kills his own people, his country.
And he runs a fascist
dictatorship. Feeds babies to dogs. Oh, he's just like a big old kid.
Yeah.
And I was saying last night or this morning that he was going around taking selfies and stuff like that. And I was saying that this guy wants to be around the world. He wants to come to America. He wants to enjoy his life.
But let me just get an answer to this. Do you think he speaks or understands English?
If you talk about basketball, yes, he understands that.
But you've had good experiences with the leader of North Korea, and this is a nice moment. I'm not looking to get into it with you again. But you know now things you didn't know then. There's a lot of violence.
Right.
There's a lot of negativity. And it all stems from your friend, the ruler of North Korea. You know, this man is in all selfies and smiles.
He's a good friend to me. That's what I look at.
Yeah. You know who was a good guy is a Unabomber.
I mean, this...
He kept that shed so tidy.
He was nice to me, though.
That's right.
You know?
You know what? A lot of people talk about Dahmer, but he never ate me.
Yeah, I gave him coffee every Monday morning. Service with a smile.
Yeah. Attila the Hun.
Dropped in on him every year or two. He seemed nice.
Do we have him crying? Do we have him crying, Eddie?
Well, no, we have him crying.
Okay.
But I'm on a very tight schedule here. Jeez.